This is Elizabeth. I'm sitting in for Carol on Arts Live and Local. And we're going to get started with a little mood music for a very important event that's coming up.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life.
The great Billie Holiday. You can't take that away from me. And this is Elizabeth. I'm guesting on Arts Live and Local for Carol, who's traveling in Ireland. Lucky gal. And I'm here in the studio with Diane Marshall. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you have an exciting event coming up next weekend on the 11th and 12th of October. And we played Billie Holiday not just because she's great, but for a reason. So let's talk about that. What's the theme of your weekend?
The theme of the weekend is celebrating American composers, and I picked that theme because so many people come up to me at the festival and say, I want to hear music that I recognize, whereas they might not recognize a Mozart tune or a Bach tune or something. A lot do, but some don't. So all of the music at all three concerts is going to be recognizable and loved by just about everybody. I think that goes without saying.
Well, so we have on Friday night, October 11th at 7 p.m. Now, this is the Inn at Harbor Village in Elwaka. Where is that exactly?
It's just a block from the stoplight and to the right. It's just like two blocks from the main intersection. And we're doing something a little different this year. We're starting a whole new focus. We are giving a lot of our proceeds to the high school music programs Iwako and Ocean Park. And we're excited about doing that because they have wonderful music programs. But we're also changing the venues. We've historically, as most of our concert goers know, used the high school auditorium with one concert always at Oysterville, that charming little church. This year, we're using all more intimate venues, and we'll start Friday night at the Inn at Harbor Village, Saturday noon at Oysterville again, and Saturday night at the fantastic Leadbetter Farms. And we're not going to simply have cookies and treats at the intermission. We're going to have a no-host wine bar at the two night venues, mm-hmm. and wonderful appetizers from local restaurants. So it's all different this year, and we're excited about it.
Well, we have a wonderful volunteer here, Denise Reed.
Yes.
And she is also going to be, I'm not sure if she's performing with, but she directs the North Coast Chorale.
Yes.
And they'll be opening on Friday night. And it says performing numbers by Leonard Bernstein and Duke Ellington.
Yes. Uh-huh. I sing with the chorale, and we had sung that medley from Duke Ellington a year and a half ago, so I figured we'd know it well. And it will be a wonderful segue into Friday night's concert, which is the Greta Matassa Quartet. She is one of the leading jazz vocalists on the charts today.
Really?
And so
wow.
She will be paying tribute to Ella and Billie Holiday and other great American songbook jazz vocalists. It's going to be a very exciting concert.
Many people just love that kind of music. I sure do.
It's so wonderful. And a lot of our concert goers seem to love the jazz type of music. And, of course, we have that in August at Jazz and Oysters.
Right.
But this will be a vocalist and the rest of her quartet, so it should be pretty interesting. And then Saturday at noon at the Oysterville Church.
I love Oysterville.
Oh, it's just the best. We used to have the concerts there at night years ago, and the liability, because the lighting wasn't that great, just got to be too much. We'd like to go back to doing that because it creates such a nice atmosphere. But for now, it's during the daytime, and this concert will be at noon, and it's a group. They're actually a barbershop quartet.
I love this name.
Social Insecurity. Folks, if that doesn't suggest a funny group, I don't know what does. But they are also fantastic vocally. They won fourth nationally in a barbershop contest. And so they are going to entertain what should be a sold-out house, because Oysterville always is, plus tickle your funny bone.
Howling with Laughter.
Howling with laughter, yes.
Barbershop quartets, that's a cappella, right?
A cappella, but they sing some beautiful tunes. And I think they're starting the whole concert off with a bit of a surprise.
So that'll be great.
I think people are going to want to miss that.
Well, we're going to hear a little bit of Duke Ellington and come back and hear more about what's happening Saturday night.
Good, okay.
What to do? What da do da da do da da do? Thank you.
Is the Duke Ellington Duke Ellington and his band with Ivy Anderson singing, and It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. And this is Elizabeth sitting in on Arts Live and Local, and if you're just joining us, I'm here with Diane Marshall from the Water and Music Festival, and just you were talking about how that we might hear a little bit of that song
on the
show.
When the North Coast Chorale opens the Greta Matassa show, we're going to sing the Duke Ellington medley that happens to end with that very piece. So that'll get concertgoers in the mood, so to speak, for Greta Matassa.
Well, just a very brief recap is the Water Music Festival is celebrating American composers on their concerts next Friday evening, Saturday afternoon, and Saturday night. And let's talk a little bit about Saturday night, October 12th. Tell me about the Ledbetter Farms Lighthouse.
I surely will. By the way, we're in our 29th year, 30 years next year. We'll have, I'm sure, a big bash. But Ledbetter Farms is owned by a gentleman who does not headquarter here but comes here a lot. And it's huge acreage with quite a few different buildings on the acreage, including the main structure, which is actually a house, and it's shaped like a lighthouse. And it is absolutely jaw-dropping. Beautiful. We had it on our garden tour a year ago. It's just the grounds, the house, everything. It's fantastical, we call it. And so we are having the concert on the main floor of the lighthouse structure, which holds as many as Oysterville Church or the Innet Harbor Village. We can probably fit 130 people or so in there.
Oh, wow.
And so people like to come there just to see the place. So we thought we'd start the evening at about 6 o'clock, so that if the weather's nice and if there's a visible sunset, people can stroll about the grounds and see a sunset. And then we'll have our appetizer hour from 6 to 7 with appetizers from local restaurants and a no-host bar or non-alcoholic beverages as well.
I hope you have nice weather, because that sounds... being able to watch the sunset from such a beautiful place.
And even in the lighthouse, I think as they're, just before it gets dark at least, they can see the ocean from the concert site.
That's so near Ledbetter Point?
Well, it is, just a little bit south of the state park. And the owner, Craig Tillotson, owns thousands of acres there. It's mind-blowing. It's really beautiful.
Now, the artists performing, the Tanglewood Trio.
Tangletown.
I'm thinking of the wrong place. Tangletown
Trio. Tanglewood.
And tell us about them a little.
A very fine chamber trio from the Seattle area, composed of grand piano, pianist, and a violin, and vocalist. And in fact, the pianist played a concert here in about 1991 or so, after we had the Steinway piano that's housed at the high school. Water Music took on a project of having it restored. The president at that time was Ann Kishner, who owns the Bridgewater Bistro, and her sister is actually the president of the board now. So she played an inaugural concert, and now she's coming back with this trio to play the Steinway again, which we're having moved up to Ledbetter for the concert.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're a very fine trio that, that blends seamlessly, and I think it'll be a perfect kind of group to have in that setting of Ledbetter Farms Lighthouse.
And they'll be playing music of Cole Porter, Gershwin, and various other American composers, and it includes Broadway show tunes and other beloved works. That sounds great. And it's a chamber ensemble, but they're going to play those works.
Those, well, they are also are playing some music composed by one of them, and or maybe even two of them. So maybe that music won't be as familiar to people, but it's just beautiful. So I think the whole program is varied and very interesting.
Well, that sounds like a real treat. How can folks get tickets to any of these concerts?
You can go online to www.watermusicfestival.com and get tickets online until Tuesday, I think it will be. And then after that, they would have to be purchased at the door in order to get them in time. Now, they still should go onto the website, because if we sell out, which we probably will do, to all three venues, and fairly soon maybe, but especially to Ledbetter, we'll post something on the website that says which of the venues are sold out. And I can also announce it for those that are coming to the Friday night concert. I can say, okay, there are a few tickets remaining for Saturday. But I would suggest that people get their tickets right away.
And on the website, as opposed to going up to the concert and...
People can chance that, but,
yeah.
But since the venues aren't huge, you know, it's not like a 400-seat auditorium, they might be better to get them online early. And
That's watermusicfestival.com.
Watermusicfestival.com, and they can also log on to the various websites of the artists to hear samples of their music.
Oh. And so, to find a map to the Ledbetter Farms Lighthouse.
That's right. Or if they come Friday night, we can explain to them how to get to Ledbetter.
I love an adventure where I'm going somewhere new. So that sounds like a wonderful thing. And you were saying, how long now has the Water Music Festival been going?
This is the 29th year.
Wow.
So next year we'll hopefully have a 30th year anniversary special program. Although I'm pretty happy with this year's artists and setting and so forth.
And just a brief mention that you're going to have a holiday tuba Christmas. Are you having that?
We do that annually. It'll be at the museum in Iwako with the Astoria Tuba Quartet
here
in Astoria.
Love
the
tubas.
They love doing it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it's a free program, so people love coming to that. Gets them in the mood for the holidays.
Well, this sounds great. I love that music. Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington, composers like Cole Porter and Gershwin, all coming up. But that's the evening of the 11th, then the afternoon of the 12th, and the evening of the 12th, next weekend.
And if people feel like dressing up a little bit for the Ledbetter concert, of course, Peninsula Casual is always in. But, you know, it's just a gorgeous setting. And so if they want to spiffy up a little bit, that's fine, too.
Yeah, it's fun to do that sometimes.
Well, it is. So yeah, it surely is.
Watermusicfestival.com. And Diane, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Elizabeth. It was a pleasure to be here.
Let's go out with a little Ella.
Yeah.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
and
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind if I'm moving closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out, baby.
Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out that window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Where could you be going when the wind is blowing and it's cold outside?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh yeah, Ella Fitzgerald, and baby, it's cold outside, although we're enjoying a beautiful afternoon in downtown Astoria. And I'm going to be right back with Kristen Schock. We have a little song to get you in the mood.
Really a wild time.
That's the Talking Heads and Totally Nude. And there's a reason I played that song. I'm here in the studio. This is Elizabeth on Arts Live and Local. And I'm here in the studio with Kristen Schock.
Yes.
From the, should I say you're from Clatsop Community College's Art Department?
Yes.
Is that a good way to say
perfect.
It?
That's perfect.
And you are here to talk about an upcoming exhibit and workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So what's coming up and why are we talking about Totally Nude?
Well, we're really excited because we are opening our new season this year with the Solo Show Award exhibit. This particular artist was chosen among all of the artists who participated last spring in our Au Naturel competition. Those who were selected were invited to submit proposals for a solo show, and the faculty chose Dr. Paul X. Roots to come, and he did brand new work for the show, although a couple of pieces, actually one of the pieces was in the show, part of a sequence of pieces, but a lot of brand new work specifically for this show.
And I'm looking at one of the work here called Recovery Winter, and he's got a very intense style.
It's very intense. That's a really good way to describe it. What he does, he calls it a two-part rule in creating the work and executing the work, measure and move. So he's actually measuring very carefully with his eye and transcribing what he sees, and then he shifts a little bit. And it's almost like a really subtle cubist effect that he builds into his paintings.
Well, the angle of the painting I'm looking at is from up top and looking straight mm-hmm. down, which is a mm-hmm. very unusual angle. And his colors too are wonderful and saturated and
yeah, in the skin tones, it's just beautifully, you know, the brushwork and they're wonderful to really study. There's a lot going on in those paintings. I think you have to spend some time with them in order to, you know, really fully appreciate them.
And when is the show opening?
Well, it's up on the walls right now.
Oh, okay.
And we are having our reception on this next coming Thursday, which is the 10th at 6 o'clock, and the artist will be there, and he'll be talking a little bit about his work, and then the workshop is the following day. I guess we haven't mentioned the workshop yet.
Oh, we'll talk about that next. So the Thursday, October 10th at 6, and that's at Clatsop Community College Art Center, which is pretty easy to find. You just follow the road up to the college and keep going and you'll run into it.
Right. If you go up the hill on 16th, just turn left on Lexington and the art building is right at the very top of Lexington.
And you can park down below, but that's on display right now. When can people go?
You know, pretty much during the day. The doors open at 8 a.m. and stay open pretty much, well, officially we say till 6, I think, but usually the doors are open a little later, depending on when, you know.
On weekdays or weekends? Too?
Yes, weekends. I'm not sure exactly, so we don't advertise those hours.
Okay. But you can go up during a weekday and take a look at this mm-hmm. exhibit. It's open now. The opening is on Thursday the 10th at 6 p.m. And then the next day, I love the name of this workshop, Messy mm-hmm. Embracing Messy Beginnings with a Live Model.
Yes, and you know, it's really interesting if his background is so diverse. He actually went to the Naval Academy, served aboard an aircraft carrier.
Wow.
He was a ballet dancer.
Oh, now there's a mix.
Oh, I know. It's just Newswire reporter in Washington, D.C. He studied English and Spanish as an undergraduate, went on to get his master's what was his master's in? But he actually even has a PhD in visual theory from Purdue. So he's just incredibly diverse. And it's really interesting because in the workshop, I think it will be some of his ballet kind of background coming out. He describes what we'll be doing almost as a choreography in pairing up students in posing for each other, not nude, of course, but posing for each other and practicing that process that goes on between what you have, I guess, preconceived about what you're doing and how that actually plays out in the process.
Oh, cool. So how do people get involved with the workshop if they're interested?
Well, just get a hold of me because we do have limited space and it's filling up pretty fast. So people can either call me or email me. And my phone number, I guess I should go ahead and announce that.
Yeah, if they want to call you, yes, that'd be good.
503-338-2472. And my email is kshock, which is spelled kshauck at clatsupcc.edu. And students who are not enrolled in classes or participants, there is a small fee.
Okay. And they can, can they just go to the CCC webpage and get a link to you as well?
Oh, absolutely. There's a directory there. So it's real easy to get a hold of me.
So you can sign up for the workshop, which is on Friday, October 11th from 10 to 3. That's, and let's see, you'll get involved with working with the artist and bring plenty of paper.
That's right. Just bring whatever materials that you normally draw with, charcoal, even some water-based paints, painting, and then, yeah, we'll experiment.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun, and that's really cool that folks can see the work and then they can get involved in depth with Dr. Roots. So get into that as soon as possible, because I'm sure there's a limited amount of
It is filling up pretty fast. Everyone's really excited about this workshop. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of nudes, we have something coming up, the annual.
Right. Actually, Paul's show will run through November 7th, which actually happens to be the same date as our deadline for our 2014 Au Naturel competition. So I know there's a lot of you artists listening out there. I'd really like to encourage you to come in or to submit work for our next show. So excited that Charles Froelich of Froelich Gallery in Portland will be selecting the work this year. So I'd like to encourage everyone to submit, and our deadline will be coming up in about a month, November 7th, and it's online through the CAFE website. So please let me know. I can give you more details on how to submit.
It says any two-dimensional drawing, painting, and printmaking medium with a focus on the nude human figure as a subject model matter in any form, from representational to abstract. And in
right.
which the handmade mark is employed as the primary means of image making. Very good. And entrance must be 18 years or older. Okay.
Yes.
But that's okay. No photography. That wouldn't quite be work with this as a painting exhibit, would it?
Yes.
There is a website to find out more.
There is. We have a special website for the Au Naturel exhibit. It's real easy to find, www.onaturelart.com. Be sure to put the art in there. You get some sort of lotion website or something. So it's onaturelart.com.
A-U.
Yes.
N-A-T-U-R-E.
N-A-T-U-R-E-L. It's spelled, of course, the French way. This is French.
I bet there's another link at the CCC website, isn't there?
There is, yes.
That's easier to remember. And, there's all, I won't say how much, but there are cash prizes and one artist. Now, is Dr. Roots, was he the winner, did you say, last year?
Well, we have different awards, and he was selected for the Solo Show Award. We also have cash prizes that are awarded, and we also have purchase awards. So we choose at least one piece every year to purchase for the college's permanent collection. So there's a variety of different awards that we give.
I can't believe it's been 8 years already.
I can't either.
It
it's
feels
amazing.
Like you just started it. I remember when you just started it.
I do too. Yes, it seems like yesterday.
Well, anything else going on up at the Art Center?
Well, you know, we do have rotating exhibits. So after this one runs through November 7th, Lucian Swerdloff is curating graphic design and photography workshop. And that will run through Christmas. And then after that, the Au Naturel goes up a little bit earlier. That's in January. It'll run a little longer. And then we'll have a 3D show curated by Richard Rowland, followed by the student show. So we've got a lot of fabulous things coming up.
I have to say that Clatsop Community College's art department is first rate, and we're very lucky to have you and
so
Richard
lucky.
Is Royal still on the staff?
Royal
upstairs?
Is,
yeah.
Yes, he is teaching printmaking, and we have a fabulous new photography teacher, David Homer, and our previous instructor, David Myers, is still very much involved, so you'll see him in and out of the department. So I feel really lucky to be part of it. It's just such a wonderful department.
It is, and I have a daughter who's very artistically inclined, so it's just a great opportunity for folks. You can even take classes, you don't even have to be a regular student.
There's welcome community members, absolutely.
You have art classes for folks. They can just sign up for, I think they call it...
we have continuing education
classes.
Yes,
there you go.
We do.
So
yes.
Find out more. You can just visit the Clatsop Community College website and find out all about all this great stuff going on. And Kristen, as usual, it's really a pleasure to have you.
Oh, thank you so much, Elizabeth. It's great to be on.
So next week, October 10th at 6 at the Art Center, the reception for Paul Roots.
Yes, Athletic Measures. Please come and see the show. It's fabulous.
Thank you.
Bye. Who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah. To save our world, yeah. Save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die. Everything, and all he asks of us is we give each other love. Oh yeah, don't go and talk about my father, cause God is my friend, Jesus is my friend, he loves us whether or not we know it, and he'll forgive all our sins. Oh yeah. And all he asks of us, oh yeah, is we give each other love. Oh yeah, love your mother, she bore you. Love your father, it worked for you. Love your sister, she's good to you. Love your brother, love your brother. Don't go and talk about my father. He's good to us. God is my friend, Jesus is yes, my friend. When we call on him for mercy, Father, he'll be merciful, my friend. Oh, yes, he will. All he asks of us, I know. The blue skies go. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me, mercy. All things ain't what they used to be. No, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. All things ain't what they used to be. God's mother.
radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are nice. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from me? Can't you stand?
Marvin Gaye, and Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology. And I played that song for a particular reason. This is Elizabeth sitting in for Carol on Arts Live and Local, and I'm about to talk to Leslie Green, who has an exhibit opening at the River Sea Gallery, and we're talking about the ecology in relationship to the exhibit. And welcome to Arts Live and Local, Leslie.
Thank you for having me.
So how does this relate to ecology, the exhibit, or nature?
This exhibit is two different women artists who love nature and love animals and love them for many reasons and are just very concerned about the plight of animals and the environment as it's all connected.
It's called Earth Embrace.
Yes.
And the other artist in the exhibit is Anna Wienko.
Right.
And tell me a little bit about her. Do you know anything about her background?
Yes, she's been working in clay for a long time, and she's a multimedia artist also. She does mostly sculpture and assemblage painting and mixed media work. So she's going to have pieces there that are generally realistic in style and coming at different animals from different angles. So I know she has a series of skulls and a series of different wall pieces that just show different kinds of animals in different...
different perspectives and...
Yeah.
So, you as in art, everybody comes away with their own perspective from the art. So,
right.
And I love animals, as you saw. I have my dog here earlier. She went home now, but this is a very timely topic, of course. And this exhibit is three-dimensional in all aspects. It's ceramics, mm-hmm. different kinds mm-hmm. of ceramics. We were talking earlier how you've shown before at the River Sea, you've had raku works.
Right. In the past, my work at River Sea was raku wall pieces that were vibrant colored kind of decorative work. And since I've completed that body of work, I've sort of transitioned into work that's a lot closer to my heart right now, and that's what this series is. It's based on the style of cave art. And
It's highly influenced by work in the Chauvet Cave in France, the film by Werner Herzog.
Cave of Forgotten Dreams.
Right, Cave of Forgotten Dreams.
Which I highly, highly recommend to everybody.
Yeah.
That's a magical film.
Absolutely. It's a must.
You can't, I think he got special permission to go in and look at the paintings because even human breath, and they're so fragile that they have to keep people out of the caves. But it's amazing. You go back. I don't remember how old that art is.
I think 30,000 years, and I believe it's the oldest cave art ever found.
That's amazing.
It's amazing, and it's some of the best art ever found.
Well, you look at it and go, oh, my God, 30,000 years, but it seems like that's so it's a heartbeat, in a way, away from who we are now.
Right,
and,
right.
It's just mind-expanding.
Well, that's what's so interesting to me is that this is some of the oldest art ever found, and I think a lot of people think it's the best art ever found.
It is magnificent art.
Yeah, and so it's been happening for a long time.
It's not just scribbles on a cave wall. This is the real deal. It's fantastic.
Right. And I think it was Picasso who said, it's all been done before. And then I love overlaying that with the thought that this is some of the most magnificent art, and it's so old.
30,
but 30,000
years,
you're right, that's not that old.
Well, relatively. And in Earth Embrace, is that the name that you came?
Yeah, we chose that as a name, an overarching name for the show, to because we both have that theme in common, the love for Earth, and I thought that'd be a good way to express it.
Are there particular animals that you focus on more than others?
I do. I focus on the large predators because a lot of that is based on the work of Bill Ripple at Oregon State, who's shown the role of the large predator, particularly wolves in Yellowstone, in the health of an ecosystem. And I'm using a lot of pieces that deal with the wolf, the cougar, the large cat, and the polar bear, to show that these large predators were essential in the evolution of humans in terms of developing the human mind, the human awareness as to who we are. Because most of our evolution, these animals were pursuing us, we were pursuing them, and now they're under tremendous threat. Maybe not the cougar, but certainly the polar bear, and certainly the wolf has been. So I want people to reconnect in a certain way, to realize that we have an unconscious place inside of us that does connect with these large animals. So I'm using the style of cave art, the simplicity of cave art, the earth qualities of cave art, to bring forward that animal essence.
I'm first of all thinking about wolves. They're very intelligent, and their families, and there's a lot of controversy because it's forgotten sometimes that they're a necessary part of the ecosystem. That if
Absolutely.
You don't have the big predators, then you have an overpopulation of the prey.
Absolutely.
And it breaks down.
Right. And that's what's been proven in Yellowstone. As soon as wolves were reintroduced, the environment started changing and becoming healthier. And when the wolves scared the elk out of areas that were being totally overgrazed, all the trees started growing back. And then the rivers started becoming healthier. And then the birds started moving in. And all sorts of different animals. And so this has been studied and proven. Same thing with cougars. In areas where cougars were don't live, deer have overgrazed, and areas are almost barren. Areas where the cougar is allowed to keep the deer under control, much healthier ecosystem.
It's
universal.
Keeping it in balance.
Right.
And that's a tricky. Well, there's a lot you can say about what's going on in our environment. There's just more and more people and
right,
less and less talking about bears and cougars coming. We're moving into their territory.
Absolutely.
We're expanding into their territory, and so there's going to be more and more interaction. And it's just a constant challenge to work on this balance. Just doesn't end, but it's worth it.
It's
every little bit
to
of
work.
It.
And I can't do the science, but I can use the power of art to try and get this across to people that there is a connection. These aren't just things out in the world that are a threat to us. They're essential for a healthy planet, and we are connected.
I think it's very important. I theorize that folks are... I take my daughter out. I have a teenager, and as much as possible, take her out, and we get out, and we get out into nature. But folks don't get out there as much, I think, as they used to do. Do you think that's true?
Absolutely true.
That's true. Where you're walking around and looking at the trees and the animals, and you're not listening to an iPod or looking at your
right.
computer,
right.
And you're actually feeling nature around you, and one thing that your art is doing is maybe they're touching a part of someone who's maybe not getting out there as much as they should, but go out there and listen to the wind and look at the animals and the trees and just take some deep breaths, and there it is.
It's who we are. We can't really be separate from it and be healthy, I don't think. And my teacher, Esther James, who I started with when I was 16, taught me that nature is the great teacher. More than other, you know, I mean, other teachers are great, but learn to draw from nature, learn to observe nature. And it's unending. It's every moment can be rich and full if you can open your eyes and experience it.
It's gives you perspective. Like when you're out in the desert and looking at that big sky and going, you know.
For sure.
Look at this, and you feel a part of it and more in perspective than you can. But I think that's a really cool, I look forward to seeing it down at the Riversea Gallery, and that's on Commercial Street.
Yes.
Right in beautiful downtown Astoria.
And it's a wonderful gallery. Absolutely beautiful gallery.
And you can also see other exhibits up at the Riversea Gallery, and you're also going to have music during your opening.
Yes, and the opening reception is tomorrow, Saturday, from 5 to 7.
And, okay, great, 5 to 7, live music. And enjoy and experience this wonderful, wonderful art. Thank you, Leslie, for joining us today.
You're very welcome, thank you.
Once there was a kiss, a kiss made out of gold, made of lover's gold, because the kiss was true. Once there was a fool who shared this lover's gold, but just like a fool, its worth she never knew. Now she walks alone and broken-hearted. For you've heard it told, a fool and his gold are soon parted. Saddest thing of all about the tale I've told is that I'm the wasted lover's gold. Now she walks alone. parted. Saddest thing of all about the tale I've told is that I'm the lover's gold.
You are tuned to Coast Community Radio, and you've been listening to Arts Live and Local.